If you are only looking to Waco, Texas, for your Chip and Joanna Gaines updates.
Shiplap!
When you're looking to get some shiplap, or is some sort of repurposed fence gate door to use at your house, you are sorely mistaken, because Baylor Basketball and Waco, Texas, the hotbed on both sides, men's and women's, it's Spain and Company, Sarah Spain, Clinton Yates, ESPN Radio, ESPN App, Sirius XM Channel 80, and joining us now, the architect of the women's team, Baylor head coach Kim Mulkey, who recently became the fastest coach, men's or women's, to 600 wins. Coach, how do you even wrap your head around 600 wins in 700 games? That's like a 30-5 average every year.
Well, I don't wrap my head around it. I don't even think about it, other than the night it happened. The girls were excited and sprayed me with water. I just think about enjoy the night after another win on the road, and let's get ready for the next one. And we have 5 more remaining games in the Big 12, and we're trying to win another Big 12 championship.
That's a big number, though, not just in terms of the record, but in terms of the time it takes to make an impact on student-athletes and other people's lives. When you got into this, Coach, what were you thinking was the ceiling, and was it this high in terms of what you felt you could do from an impact standpoint, numbers-wise and basketball-wise?
Well, I wasn't going to be a coach. I really got talked and prodded and pushed into becoming a coach, and thank goodness I did, because it's really what I feel like I was meant to do. I was always around winners. I played in high school on 4 state championship teams. I went to Louisiana Tech. We went to 4 Final Fours, won 2 national championships. So I expect to win. I'm not afraid to fail. But I knew I was around people that taught me the game well, played for Pat Summitt in the 84 Olympics, and just felt like, you know, let me give it a shot. I inherited a program that won 7 games, and I thought, surely I can schedule more than 7 victories. And we just started from the bottom and worked our way up, and here we are today, 20 years later.
Now you're here. We're talking to Kim Mulkey, Baylor head coach. You've been at Baylor for 20 seasons. What's the best and worst part of being in the same place for 2 decades?
I don't know any worst part, because I haven't lived out of a suitcase very much. I've been blessed. I was at Louisiana Tech as a player and assistant coach for 19 years.
Wow.
And this is my 20th year at Baylor. So, you know, when you've only been to 2 places in your coaching career, you feel like you're blessed, because a lot of coaches have to live out of a suitcase, because some of them get fired and some of them move on to bigger and better things. And I can just tell you, it's been a wonderful ride for me, and I'm just blessed.
Yeah, but Waco is popping these days, Coach. I mean, yeah, football was a big deal. The men's team's a big deal. Obviously, the TV thing is a big deal, and y'all are the best ones. I mean, what has this vibe been like in that town, you know, in the not just the short history, but the long history of what you've seen become of those programs?
Well, we are excited about what we're doing on campus. And, you know, any school would tell you that they're proud when all of the teams do well. But this isn't our first year to win. I mean, even in other sports, I always remember 2012 was the year of the Bear. In football, we've won 2 Big 12 championships, and baseball went to a World Series. So we've done this before. Now, it's just ironic that both men's and women's teams are basically 1 and 2 in the country, and that's probably never been done for as long a period of time as it has been these last couple of months. But, you know, you just do your job. You don't sit around and pat yourself on the back. I think the fans and the alums and donors are excited, but, you know, it's just you're doing your job, and I'm so excited for men's basketball. They have an opportunity this year for the first time in Scott Drew's career to win a Big 12 championship. And I just laugh, because I know once he wins it, if he's fortunate enough to, you know, win it, I'm going to laugh at him and say, now you got to keep feeding that monster, big guy.
You know what it's like. It's Spain and Company, Sarah Spain, Clinton Yates, talking to Kim Mulkey, Baylor head coach. You know, on both sides of men's and women's college hoops right now, there's an incredible parity. There just isn't that one player or team that's dominating. We've seen so many switching around of the top spots. On the women's side, what do you make of a season where a UConn can be number 6, where, you know, Oregon's doing the things they're doing? How do you read the field?
Well, we've always wanted parity, but I go back to when I played in the 80s, and even before that, there were always the three or four dominant teams and the long win streaks, and, you know, it comes and goes. But there really is parity in the women's game this year. There is no clear-cut favorite, in my opinion, that this team is the one that should win it. I think there are three teams that have separated themselves, Baylor, South Carolina, and Oregon, just based upon what they've accomplished thus far. But I don't know that any of the three of us are guaranteed to win the thing or even make it to a Final Four. I think there are certainly other teams out there that you're going to see in the playoffs that can beat you.
What do you say to fans who think that parity is a bad thing in the game because they're used to dominance overall in women's college basketball?
I don't think anybody will tell you parity is a bad thing. I think when you have parity on the men's side and the women's side, those fans who follow those particular sports will tell you that you have a chance. And in the March Madness, 64 teams, and then, of course, the men are, 68 now or whatever, play-in game, you have a chance. And you see the Cinderellas in March. You don't really see that a lot in college football and other sports, but, man, that's the fun part about March Madness is that you'll always follow the Cinderella, the big shot, that one shining moment, and I think it's great.
We're talking to Kim Mulkey, Baylor head coach, just got her 600th win in 700 games, coach that made it fastest to that mark on the men's or women's side. What keeps you motivated? Obviously, you're competitive. Obviously, you want to win. Obviously, it's a new batch of gals every year. But when you're somewhere for 20 years, when you're on your way to the Hall of Fame, how do you keep yourself as fired up year after year?
It's all I know. It's all I've ever known since I was 14 years old that you compete. And as long as I'm healthy and as long as I can put a good product on the floor and as long as Baylor supports us, this is what I do. And, you know, it's not like you lose your motivation. Now, I'll quickly tell you that when you do it for the first time, man, it's real exciting. And the fans get to experience something for the first time. But when you do it for 20 years, sometimes you have to prod those fans and say, hey, wake up. There are no guarantees. Hey, appreciate it. Don't take it for granted. And that's what I try to do now is make them understand. I need you to be just as excited today about what we're doing as you were when we won that very first national championship and that very first Big 12 championship.
Coach, I got to ask you, do you have a stylist? Because all my homegirls hit me up and they're like, yo, Kim Mulkey, Baylor, flyest coach in the game. I just need you to know that in general, overall, about how you're bringing it.
Do I have a stylist?
Yeah, you know, yeah. Some people got people that are wondering, you know what I mean? What they wear, it's fair
you
question.
Mean like dressing and clothes,
yeah,
and makeup,
yes,
and hair.
Fashion.
Yes, I certainly have no, I don't have any style. I just depend on people who love me to spend my money and leave clothes on the bed and say, hey, this looks like you. And then I've got so many wrinkles now and gray hair that I have to make sure I cover the gray hair. I have to make sure that it does the makeup because, you know, heck, I'm getting old.
Nah, stop it. You look great. Oh, I'm just saying.
Listen, I'll tell you what. As impressive as those 600 wins is coaching and being fired up in heels, because I can't do it, and so it is an impressive feat every game. Coach, thanks so much for the time. Good luck with the rest of the season.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me.